أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. This is the last of the 10 commands or prohibitions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, I recite to you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited upon you. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command in a very unique way. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Say that certainly this path of mine, صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا, is a straight path. This path is a straight path. What is this referring to? One is the deen of Islam. Allah Ta'ala has guided us towards this deen of Islam. This is the straight path. And the second is this Qur'an, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you follow this Qur'an as explained to us by our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, the sahaba, and then those that followed, then this is the straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوا. Follow it. That is the hukam. That is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings another prohibition, and this is actually excluded from the 5 commands and 5 prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ. Do not follow the various other paths. فَتَفَضَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. It will deviate you, it will diverge you from the path, from His path. In other words, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabilihi, His path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rada, what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again speaks about the sirati mustaqim. We discussed this a few ayats before, that it is that path that is shortest, the quickest to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is that path that takes us to our manzilul maqsood, that is our intended destination. And the intended destination needs to be jannat, that is the everlasting bliss in the hereafter and in this world, the pleasure and the rada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once with the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a straight line, and then on either side of that line Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew various other lines, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this line is sirati mustaqima. This is that siratul mustaqim. This is that straight path. All the other lines, he said, these are the subul, these are the various other paths, and on each one of them is a shaitan, and each one of them is a devil that will take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at it, the reality is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us, Allah has given us Quran, and Allah ta'ala has given us our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you guide to the sirati mustaqim. And what is the sirati mustaqim? Sirati Allah. It is the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no difference between the path of Allah Ta'ala and the path of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yasin wal Qur'anil Hakim innaka laminal mursalin ala siratim mustaqim. Certainly you are from the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah Ta'ala, your way of life ala siratim mustaqim. You are on the siratim mustaqim. So hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminates this discussion, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings to the fore the very, very important thing that there are going to be many invitations. Now some ulama have explained that in the name of deen, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made the system such, in the name of deen, people will begin to deviate us. They will speak about the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and they will move us away from the path of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One commentator put it very beautiful. One is this, that we will leave our desires and fulfill the desire of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other is, one will try to make the desire of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam our desires. And one is this, that we have our own desires, and then we will try to make the Quran and the Hadith subservient to our own desires. And that is the difficulty that we are going through, especially in this time. People want to chop and change the hukam of Allah, the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is all. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَضَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِي. That is going to deviate us from the path of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had advised you, strongly advised you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may acquire the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. Hence the ayat before this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. You will take heed. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. You will think. First you need to think and ponder, and then realize that this is where we are going to get our inspiration from, the Quran Sharif, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept the advice, and then thereafter Allah Ta'ala will grant us a life of taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.